This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners wants me to discuss how you are a quote-unquote prisoner in a hospital, and if you refuse care, how you could be blacklisted from the hospital just by voicing your opinion or your, shall we say, disagreement on charges. Now, this person has a story that's very similar to many other stories. In fact, I think there's a woman on TikTok who said she was charged about $3,600 for Tylenol. Let me tell you about this case. All right. This was a Jill Wallace, who goes by Mama Jill Wallace, said she was in the hospital, and she was there for a C-section and was charged $3,800 for 4 Tylenol, there for her C-section. And her total bill for her C-section was $47,000. Insurance brought it down to $5,000, and she was very grateful for that. But she had posted that thousands of dollars went to Tylenol. Now, I'm not sure. It would be very interesting to see the breakdown. That's very, very difficult for a hospital to, charge $850 for one tablet of Tylenol. The Hospital Transparency Act is supposed to force hospitals to comply and show exactly what all the costs are. But I have seen patients who, while they're in the hospital, saying, don't do that. Why are you ordering this test? I don't want to pay for that. And if they decline a service, then they're asked, well, then are you, this is AMA, against medical advice. And you get this label, AMA, on your chart. You might get discharged. Or those who leave and say, look, I want to pull out my IV and leave now. They said left AMA. And it causes a lot of confusion with patients. So there's a few things going on. Number one is doctors are still getting sued. Now, I'm not saying this in terms of doctor's defense. But when something goes wrong in a hospital or something goes wrong with a medical condition or a medical procedure, if somebody refuses any part of that care, for a doctor to protect himself, if there's a medical consequence of that, they have to put AMA against medical advice. And it does offer a lot of protection. So if somebody says, look, I want to order a CAT scan because I think it's your appendix, and the person goes, no, I know it's not my appendix. This is just an ovarian cyst that ruptured. Just give me pain medicine and let me go. If that doctor says she didn't want the CAT scan, left AMA without my being able to do my full workup, if she did end up having an appendicitis that blew, there's documentation and witnesses, usually a nurse will witness it as well, saying, look, the doctor wanted to do the proper testing. So AMA is for that. Now, what if you want to refuse something based on cost? You can. And if there is a quote-unquote AMA, even though sometimes you don't get somebody to sign it because they're already out the door, sometimes a hospital will say, look, these are the things we want to offer you. If you don't want them, sign here. This way, one, it's proof that we didn't do it. So you shouldn't be charged. But two, it protects us, saying we offered it in case you did need it for your medical condition. And so there's documents that you could sign and the hospital signs to show, look, patient did not want this additional test. Patient did not want this additional medication, etc. Now, people have told me, why can't I bring in my own Tylenol? Why can't I bring in my own medication? It would make sense in terms of saving money, but the liability issue. If you took a medication that you snuck in, you end up having a reaction to it. The hospital blames because you had that reaction within the hospital. That's why you can't bring your own medication and you can't take your own stuff. When you are there and you have high blood pressure, etc., they'll give you the blood pressure medication. This way they know it's not expired. They know it's not contaminated. It was stored in the ideal conditions. So a lot of it is liability. But then also, I've seen these bills, and I've seen what gets charged, and it's ridiculous. And I've explained how some of the charges work. When an insurance company pays 32 cents on the dollar, or maybe other pennies on the dollar, then if somebody, let's say, actually is paying cash, or you have a company that pays a certain percentage, a medical facility will charge a higher rate to hopefully be able to get a better percentage of that. And so you get these bills, which make no sense at all, and they all get reduced. Now, personally, I would rather have insurance out of the equation, where, look, I need an appendectomy. It's going to cost $2,000. So that's the deal. You pay the $2,000 to get the appendectomy. You don't have to pay the insurance company. The insurance company doesn't have to negotiate it down. You take out the middleman. You could save money. But it doesn't work like that. And these hospital bills, because of the doctor costs, because of the air conditioning, because of the real estate, because of the respiratory tech, because of the pharmacist, because of the nurse, because of the tubing, it's all expensive. And when you buy IV tubing and you buy saline and you buy these other things, all these companies are charging a lot. So it's everybody's charging each other a boatload when it comes to this, such that now you see a ridiculously inflated hospital bill. It's not fair. I told you, I only charged $2 for a urinalysis. An insurance company paid me $2, and my biller said you should have charged $10 because some insurance companies pay $5. And that's why you'll see urinalysis $25, just in case an insurance company pays more. It's a messed up system, and we do need to revamp it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the big question of our century is, which is better, disposable or reusable? Now, we have been going back and forth, especially with COVID. We went from, we need to protect the environment, we need to get rid of plastics, we need to reuse, renew, recycle, renew. All of a sudden, COVID comes into play, and all our environmental strategies go out the window. No, it's got to be disposable, single use. Let's do paper menus that you could throw away. Let's spray with sanitizer and spray Lysol, and I don't care what it does to the ozone layer. Idle in your car, don't come in and just idle in your car with the air conditioning or the heat. I know the weather's bad outside, and we'll bring the food to you. We'll put plastic everywhere. We'll put plexiglass and plastic, and don't reuse the cup. We're going to just do paper cups or plastic so you could throw them out. And so during COVID, it was all about the disposable. And now there's a push to go back to recycling and renewable. So apparently, I think in California, they are going to be banning plastic at the airports. You aren't going to be able to have your plastic water bottles, anything like that. I think all water has to be in either aluminum or glass bottles, a glass water bottle like Voss. Pretty expensive. It's tasty. Very tasty. I don't like the taste of plastic, but that's where they're going. So let me see if I have any other changes this is going to be in California. The ban was decided, I think it was green-lighted in 2021, where they are going to be phasing out plastic, and all water has to be in cups, glasses, paper cartons, aluminum, or glass bottles. This anti-plastic initiative is supposed to help the environment. There's going to be hydration stations, so you could bring your cup, fill it up, reuse your water bottle, and they hope it'll help the environment. So I keep getting asked, what is healthier, what is safer, what is better? Now, I'm not a fan of plastic. I think plastic leaches a lot of chemicals, especially if it's heated. There's BPA, there's phthalates. I think it might be altering our metabolism and why we're struggling with obesity, because we're exposed to so much plastic. So I don't like having our food in plastic. But let's really dissect this and look at what issues we're seeing when we don't use disposable. So, for example, my grandmother, I remember in the 70s and 80s, when she would go to a store, she's like, oh, I need to grab my shopping bag. She had a shopping bag that was cleaned. She grabbed it. Maybe someday she forgot to clean it. She grabbed it, would go to the store, buy whatever fit into the shopping bag, and we would carry the shopping bag back home. Nobody gave us free plastic bags, and nobody gave us paper bags. You had to bring in your shopping bag. All right, that's great. Saves on paper, saves on plastic. But then do you remember that gymnastics team where a whole slew of them got food poisoning because one of the moms had put cookies and food in one of those cotton or reusable, renewable, energy-friendly bags, and it wasn't cleaned properly. So a whole bunch of women on the gymnastics team, I think it would have been a high school level, got pretty badly sick because the bag was contaminated. So what that means is if we are going to be using reusable, you got to clean it. Now, will the average public clean their reusable shopping bag? Well, what about your reusable water bottle? If you're going to use a reusable water bottle, that sucker needs to be cleaned out at least once a day. I would do it even twice or three times. How many of you with your water bottle are doing that? One of my kids uses a water bottle. Sometimes I notice it goes 2-3 days. Well, there's a tight seal on it. The second you open it up, it gets contaminated. You have got to wash it well. Now we have contact lenses. When I had contact lenses, you would use them for, I think, 2 weeks. So you would take them out, you would wash them, you would clean out your holder, your contact holder, you'd put fresh saline solution in, you'd put the contact lens in, and then the next day when I would put them in, I would rewash the contact lens, put them in my eye. Now we have disposables, the dailies. So they put them in, they throw them out when they're done. We've had less eye infections and corneal ulcerations, but they're disposable. So which is safer, disposable or not? So, we want to protect the environment, but we need to de-lazify our population and make sure they get on board with, if they're not going to have a disposable, they're going to have to be more clean. How many of you have been using paper plates because nobody wants to do the dishes at the house? So how many trees are we killing using paper plates? Well, all right, let's use dishes. You can reuse the ceramic dishes. You're going to save money on the paper plates. You're going to save the trees. But are those dishes getting washed every day? Are the dishes getting washed well? When you wash the dishes, you use a lot of water. So now are we going to lose more water as opposed to using paper plates that you just have to throw away and not have to wash? So this is tricky stuff. You know, I wish it was easy. But when I hear that an airport is going to have people use reusable water, and by the way, I like the idea of having your own bottle, right? It's empty when you go in, because I cannot stand spending $5 for a bottle of water in an airport. So you'll have your empty water bottle when you go through TSA. TSA clears it. You then go up to one of those reusable water fountains if they have it, which is nice that more airports are doing that. You fill it up. Now you have water, and you just saved yourself $5. I love that idea. We're going to save money. But if you have a multi-leg flight, I think I have like an 18-hour flight experience. You got to wash that sucker out and clean it really good. And if you aren't, and if you're lazy, now you're going to be more prone to pathogens. You know, we're now having period underwear. This period underwear concept fascinates me, right? Because, man, tampons and pads were, it was ridiculous. Your purse had to be bigger on your period day because the pads were like, a medium pad was like this, still this big. The large pads, you might as well bring a suitcase. And then the tampons, ridiculous. And so those are made of paper products. I know now they have biodegradable, renewable, all sorts of stuff, but the applicator, they're starting to make them more environmentally friendly. But now you have people pushing, just wear your period panties. Well, the period panties have chemicals. And are you washing these period panties? I mean, you need to, and I don't know if you have a washing cycle that might take a couple hours between the washing and the drying, even if you do the speed wash, you're going to have a few sets all ready to go. And some people might wear them longer if they don't have time to clean them. Whereas with a tampon, just go into the bathroom, change it out, get a new one, less toxic shock. So if we are going to reusable and recyclable, we need to educate the public that just because it was water, you know, doesn't mean it's free of pathogens. And I start to wonder how much of our foodborne illness that we're seeing, and we're seeing a lot of it, is related to poor washing and reusable. I mean, the only reason why we knew about this shopping bag or this reusable bag caused illness is because a whole bunch of people got sick and they traced it to the cookies and they found out it wasn't the cookies, it was the bag. But if it's a single family that all gets sick, they're going to blame it on COVID or another virus. Are they cleaning their bags? Are they cleaning out their coolers? When was the last time you cleaned your cooler? You got to clean your cooler the same day. You can't just let it sit because you're tired or bored after the party. So I am for protecting the environment. I always have been. I worked for the EPA. I don't want us cutting down trees just because you guys don't want to wash dishes. But we're kind of being caught between a rock and a hard place. We're not supposed to use a lot of water. Right? We're supposed to maybe rewear your clothes to save on water. If it's dirty, you're getting pathogens. So we're going to have to figure this out. But for the love of God, if you do have a water bottle, please clean it regularly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
July was hotter for most of the planet than it would have been without the effects of climate change. The nonprofit Climate Central looked at the climate in July for over 4,700 cities globally and found that for over 80% of the world population, at least one day in the past month had a weather shift that was not normal. There's an update on the Hollywood strike.
Striking writers and Hollywood studios will start talking again this week. The Writers Union, the Writers Guild of America, confirmed last night that it will resume talks with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers about negotiations on Friday. I'm Lance Pry.
The day off to a good start for SpaceX. The company successfully launched a rocket this morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The Falcon 9 rocket was carrying a communications satellite.
I'm the bad guy.
Lollapalooza.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Washington Examiner is saying the University of Virginia is going to continue the practice of legacy admissions despite a shift among universities to ditch the practice after the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in June. In a Tuesday statement, the public university in Charlottesville, Virginia, announced it would comply with the court's ruling in Students and Fair Admissions versus Harvard and would no longer consider an applicant's race in the admissions process. But the university said it intends to continue the practice of legacy admission, which advantages applicants whose family members previously attended. The university said the application process will now include an optional essay prompt that gives all students not only, for example, the children of her graduates, but also the descendants of ancestors who labored at the university, as well as those with other relationships, the chance to tell their unique stories, according to UVA President Jim Ryan and Provost Ian Balcom. They said the court's ruling did not extend to how colleges and universities consider the children of their graduates, but it has given us the opportunity to clarify how we do so, and also to invite other candidates with personal or historic relationships with UVA to explain those relationships and why they matter. So legacy admissions have come under increased scrutiny since the court's ruling on affirmative action, and several universities have announced that they are no longer going to consider an applicant's family history with the school in the admissions process. As you know, last month, the Department of Education opened a federal civil rights investigation to Harvard University over its legacy admissions practice. A group of Massachusetts advocacy groups had urged the department to investigate legacy admissions as racially discriminatory. So, you know, this is interesting. I've been to a lot of colleges, right? I went to UNLV for undergrad, UNR for medical school, finished medical school at UCLA, and, you know, I love the fact that I went to state schools for most of my training, but I can't tell you how many people would come up to my front desk in my clinic or call saying, could you please tell me where Dr. Dahlia Wax was trained? Why? I just want to know from what breed her education came forth. Well, she went to UNLV, went to UNR. Did her last year at UCLA. Oh, UCLA! I would love to make an appointment with the Dr. Dahlia Wax. Okay. Little did they know, I got some really damn good training. I owe a lot of my medical knowledge to being in an understaffed hospital, having to, as a student, deliver babies and do hysterectomies and appendectomies with no issues, no complications. We got to learn. We were in the hospital trenches, and I really, really credit, whereas the medical students at UCLA at the time in the 90s had to do more academic recitation. They didn't get a lot of hands-on. But people really cared about where I trained, and I always had a problem with that. I did, because I was poor. I couldn't afford Harvard. I couldn't even afford the application fee to Stanford. I think it was $50 to apply to Stanford, and I didn't have $50, especially working $4 an hour at Jack in the Box and multiple other part-time jobs in college. So why spend 50 full dollars to apply to a school that I probably can't afford anyway? And I might not get enough student loans for. So I only applied to two medical schools. That's all I had the money for. And I got in still. But so I've always had a problem with this idea that you have the Ivy League, you have the cream of the crop, the blue bloods, whatever. And for those of us that had to work, make a living, support ourselves through school, wait tables, that we would be looked upon as inferior. That's a problem. To me, an education and a degree should be consistent throughout. Just like these students, whether they're in Baltimore, L.A., Phoenix, Las Vegas, Provo, if they pass the fifth grade, they should all be proficient in the same thing. Education should be equal. But one thing that happens is these universities, they know how to make money. And these universities need donors. And the second you graduate from a university, you are bombarded with money requests. In fact, UNLV had an alumni program. And they said, if you pay and become a part of this alumni donor program or whatever, your children may be able to apply for a special alumni scholarship that the school offers. So a year later, 2 years later, we're like, okay. They're like, oh, sorry, we don't have the funds. Now, I love UNLV. I'm not, but I mean, I like, really? That's not cool. But this is what draws legacy. Because if you had a family member that gave them a lot of money, if you had a family member that toiled, served, you want to follow in their footsteps, you want to have that pedigree. This is like UNLV is where my whole family's. My husband went to UNLV. I went to UNLV. Both of my sons went to UNLV. My brother went to UNLV. I mean, this is now, it's part of our legacy. It doesn't necessarily help with admissions because it's a state school, but it's kind of cool where the whole family seems to go to the same school. It's nice, especially when you're all close. But in order to get into some of these Ivy Leagues, they'll ask, do you have a family member? And then they'll probably look and see what that family member donates. If they refuse that student, their donations might drop. And that's why there's these legacies. Because they want to keep the money flowing. Now, I do a lot for UNLV. I help teach a lot of students for free. I do a lot of volunteer work. I do a lot of campaigns. So I give in a lot of ways. But, I mean, do I give them thousands upon thousands of dollars? No, I don't have thousands and thousands of dollars to give right now to a school. When they have events and things like that, I do pay because I know that money goes to the school and helps them out. But, you know, for these big universities, they need libraries. They need buildings. And rather than using federal funds, they want to use donor funds. And these donors are oftentimes legacy or alumni. So stopping the legacy may give people, if let's say affirmative action, which I completely understand, nobody should use the skin color as a decision to pick and choose one over the other, right? I understand how the Constitution found an issue with that. The argument is, well, then nobody's going to get a chance if so many of the student alumni were white and it's just family members and family members getting in among anybody else. If we're going to have an equal playing field, then it needs to be an equal playing field. You can't be also using, yeah, but my father is so-and-so. And I kind of in agreement with that because, one, is I want equal playing fields. You should be able to get in based on your merit and not by whose sperm created you or ovaries. But also, I mean, I've known many individuals where the apple does fall far from the tree. And just because you're a child of somebody doesn't necessarily mean you are the exact same student. You know, and you want a diverse student body, diverse in education, backgrounds. You know, you don't just need the Smiths and the Smiths and the Smiths. You want to know that there's other families there as well. So it's interesting to see what happens, but these colleges rely on the donations. So it'll be interesting to see how they get the donations if the promise of accepting their kid can't be used as a carrot. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a conversation I'm hearing more and more, which is a very dangerous one, is why should I, quote, not me personally, why should I, who's making good health choices, taking care of myself, pay higher and higher insurance premiums for those individuals that aren't taking care of themselves? And it's a very, very dangerous thought. I'm not blaming anybody for I understand it's a logical thought when you see your insurance premiums rise and you see what happened with Obamacare, or you see your tax dollars go up because there were many, opioid overdoses and we needed more first responders to help with that. It is not an illogical thought process to go, look, when do I get incentivized? You know, why am I being punished for somebody else's choices? But it's dangerous because as the economy worsens and as health insurance starts to buckle and the healthcare system starts to buckle and government starts to move to a more socialized system, because we have such a preponderance of individuals who are requiring a lot of healthcare dollars and a lot of healthcare needs, you're going to have individuals who feel like, you know, they've been saving and they've been working and protecting themselves so they'll always be able to have good health care, feel like they got duped. And we're starting, we've been seeing this for a while, but it's becoming more and more apparent. For example, there's some employers saying, we are not going to pay for Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, cost thousands of dollars a month. We want plans that don't cover that for our employees. Well, you may have somebody who has genetic diabetes. And, I mean, they have genetic diabetes. This is medication they need for that. But because of the vast amount of people now rushing to get on these weight loss medications, it's costing insurance more and more. And with the way the system is, the system only works if there are more healthy people than sick people. If you have more healthy people than sick people, then more money is coming in than going out. But it's not working because to take care of the sick people, it's very expensive. If you have somebody who smokes and they get COPD or they get lung cancer, that could be thousands upon thousands of dollars a month. If you have somebody with high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, gout, diabetic neuropathy, foot ulcers, renal failure, that's thousands upon thousands of dollars. I don't know how many policyholders can pay for that one person. So we are starting to have a deficit, especially with now that insurance covers pre-existing conditions, which I support. It bothered me that you would have a kid who was asthmatic that couldn't be covered because of a technicality. But now you have a lot of healthy people saying, I'm not getting insurance. Why should I pay high premiums for somebody else's healthcare issues? Well, that's how insurance works. It's a crappy system. So there's this sort of narrative of when are we going to have individuals that make their poor healthcare decisions take care of themselves. And no doctor is going to be on board with that because, I mean, if somebody is, you know, getting high on narcotics, overdoses, is about to die as a physician, it's full court press to get that person to be alive again. If you have a Korean War vet who started smoking when he served this country and couldn't get off the tobacco or the nicotine due to the addictive nature of it, and now has lung cancer, it is our duty to help that person. But when things are good and everything, everybody has, you know, plenty of food and drink and gold, nobody complains. But now that things are getting tight, or some of their coverage is starting to get skimpier and things are getting more lean, people are demanding answers. And they're saying, look, if I didn't smoke, didn't drink, exercise, kept my weight down, why can't I, you know, reap my benefits? Why do I have to be penalized? Well, the reason why many of us medical providers are not on board with that statement is some individuals are obese, not by their own choice. There's genetics at play. There's medical conditions. there's not all people who are obese is because they ate ding-dongs and cupcakes. I mean, there are things that happen to individuals that will change their body weight. Some people will get diabetes because of genetics, not necessarily their weight. Some people will get cancer not because they caused it by smoking or having unprotected sex and getting HPV, but because they were genetically predisposed, or maybe they were exposed to asbestos or something at work. I mean, there's been a lot of talk on why are we paying for abortions if we weren't the ones having the unprotected sex. So we've had a system that has appeared to work, even though we see it hasn't, because we've had to print money to cover it all, where taxpayers will pay for abortions. Taxpayers will pay for the first responders helping uninsured who might be overdosing or bungee jumping off a bridge or doing high-risk activities. We have insurance policy holders who are healthy helping support the insurance market for those who are not healthy. But we went from a society where we had very few individuals that needed government help and needed to be taken care of due to age and health issues to now a good number. We have millions upon millions of millions of individuals who are older, can't work, individuals on Medicare for a medical condition. We have millions of people who are underserved and don't have a job that makes enough money for them to have their own health insurance. So now that we have so many people depending on the government, we don't have enough healthy people putting money into the system. So yes, it is going to crack. And when it does crack, it's going to be every man for themselves. People are upset about airline costs because fuel went up, seats have to be widened, and some people are blaming the obese population for causing their higher airline rates. I think the rates are going up for a variety of reasons, COVID, etc. But we're starting to see more of the blame game. And I get that it's frustrating. I could have smoked and done drugs this whole time. No. The key to any of this is being healthy. Because if we do go to socialized medicine, or if we do have resources that are far and few between, the people who are going to do better are the ones who don't need the resources. So still try and stay healthy. Don't smoke, watch what you eat, exercise, etc. But the one thing we can't do is we can't choose our parents. We can't choose our grandparents. We can't choose some of the genes. We can't go back and see where we worked in the 80s and 90s and what we could have been exposed to. And so, you know, we have to be very, very careful with how we proceed, because as employers are not able to pay the higher rates, insurance companies don't want to pay thousands of dollars a month for weight loss medications. It's going to start to squeeze the system, and there's going to be a lot of finger pointing and a lot of people grumpy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.